This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Breakfast with TT. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
Okay, we continue with our build-up, of course, to the elections of May 29th, when we head to the polls for our 7th national elections in this, the 30th year of democracy in South Africa. Now, one of the parties, of course, that will be on the ballot, a party that has been on the ballot before, is Al-Jamaa. They will be contesting nationally. And also, they will be here, of course, contesting for the leadership or for the Gauteng in the Gauteng province. The party will be rallying behind. They've said that they will be rallying, even though they know that they won't be taking over as government when the country heads for the polls on the 29th of May. They will, however, rally behind any party, with the exception of the DM, the IFP, the UDM, and Action SA. The party has in the past supported the ANC in crucial votes in parliament, and they've also worked together through coalitions in metros, including here in Johannesburg, where my guest was former mayor, Thapelo Ahmad, is now the premier candidate for Al-Jamaa in Gauteng. Thapelo Ahmad, good morning to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, it's good to...
good morning to the listeners.
Indeed, it's good to have you along. First of all, I want to just say that, get your thoughts, around the fact that, the last, I think, this current term, the last 5 years, coming up to the elections, have been particularly significant for you as a party. I mean, you have found yourself in a situation where you have now provided not one, but two mayors for the city of Johannesburg. I mean, what do you put this down to, and how can you claim, what credit can you claim for it as a party in terms of things that you actively did or moves that you actively made that have put you in a position that where you are today as a party?
Thank you so much. We are living in a constitutional democracy. Our democracy and the constitution itself has been tested. So the electorate didn't give an outright mandate to any political party. However, we understand, Khore, when we are going to the polls, all of us as political organizations, we are going there to contest one space, and which is the higher office of government, to contest power and that particular space. So I should say we've done exceptionally well in the inroads that we've done. I know that people might claim or allege, Khore, this ones are the stepchild of the ANC, meaning the Al-Jamaa. We are not the stepchild of the ANC. We understand where we are in opposition to the ANC precisely when it comes to the national government. And we are also in opposition to the Democratic Alliance when it comes to the Western Cape. So this is the space that we want to see ourselves participating in. And also understanding where we are alive with possibilities. The former Chief Justice Mogoeng, when he was asked on his aspirations to become a president and when he wanted to stand as an independent candidate, he says in South Africa there's only two effects. The first effect, it is the Madiba effect, and the second one, it is an Al-Jamaa effect. So we've became the tangible hope of the residents and people who didn't see any possibilities in their lives. So what we've managed to do, when I was the mayor in the city of Johannesburg, precisely, in the interest of time, I'll try to summarize. I've promised the residents that I'm going to stabilize government. When I got there, the coffers of the city were left with 400 million, literally 400 million, and the net worth of the city was 83 billion. So I stabilized first the finances, and then two, the service providers, SMMEs, were not paid. They were owed 6 billion. So I made sure that the service providers were paid at the time, and the finances were stabilized, and there was a smooth transition from my office to the Mayor Kabelo Kwamanda. Let me give him shout outs as well. Mayor Kabelo Kwamanda. So when
it wasn't really smooth. I mean, I hear you claiming credit for this. I mean, you were in office for a very short time, and the transition that you speak of was not really one that was, it's not a normal transition. It wasn't planned. You didn't have intentions of stepping aside for Kabelo Kwamanda.
The mayor, Kapelo Ahmad, at the time, right? I know when he took the office, there was an allegation and the claims that he's a temporary mayor. Remember, there isn't a temporary mayor. You are elected by council, right? And for us to, for him to exit the office, there was a, the government at the time became unstable in a sense that there was still a constant lobbying. And one of the partners in the coalition wanted to go to the DA, right? Because remember their aspirations, and everyone want to contest the very same space, as I alluded. So for us to have given the power to the DA that purged officials and the black professionals, I'd rather sacrifice myself for the government to be stable.
Yeah, but I mean, that does not speak to stability, you know, when you are having the fact that you had to sacrifice yourself, but I don't want to dwell on that too much. I want to ask you this, challenge you on this thing that you are not the stepchild, as you put it, of the ANC. What sets you apart? Why should Al Jamaa be considered on its own merits as a real option for voters in Gauteng and in specifically, but nationally in general?
I think the last time I did an interview with you, Chichi, it was during the time when I was an MMC responsible for planning in the city of Johannesburg, because we were also in a coalition at some point before we were disrupted in 2021 by the LGE. So we've done exceptionally well in that space. You'd know that we had a program that the program of a land acquisition. So we've taken the report to council of the land, a piece of land called the Southern Farm, which is in the peripheries of the city in the south of Johannesburg, and with the aim for us to change the status quo of the people who were placed in the peripheries and who were excluded in terms of economic participation. And the second report that we've done, it was the Lanseria Smart City in the peripheries of the north of Johannesburg. There's a whole lot of things that we've done. During COVID, we've identified about five schools where we said, from the department that I was heading, as Al Jamaa, we focus. Remember, we don't have a mandate on schools, but we stressed to say, let us empower these kids. We partnered with other stakeholders who were aspirants to work with us in government. And we during the period of COVID, of the new normal, in conclusion, we gave these kids the gadget, and we made the ease of doing business with the kids. And some of them were even trained on basics of the IT space. So we've done a lot. The time is only limited for me to can go back to what we've done. Currently, the current mayor who's sitting has launched three power stations as an alternative energy to fight this thing, load shedding. Mm. So I can name a whole lot of things.
So that's is that a victory that you are claiming for Al Jamaa? I mean, will the ANC tomorrow not say that they are responsible for those power stations that you speak of?
Look, in the city of Johannesburg, Al Jamaa is governing, not the ANC. So Al Jamaa is governing with the help of other political parties, such as the EFF, the ANC, the AIC, the Patriotic Alliance, the PAC, and the likes. They are supporting Al Jamaa. So there isn't a party that can claim that they are the ones who are doing this in a coalition construct. Okay.
Let me quickly, just before I release you, give an opportunity to Lucien, who wanted to put a question to you. Lucien, and I'm going to ask you to be as brief as you can, please. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Titi, and good morning to the former mayor.
Morning, Lucien.
My question is in relation to the statement that he made, that when he found the finances of Joburg, they were sitting at 400 million, but he managed to pay SMMEs of around 6 billion. I mean, how does the numbers add up?
Yeah. Mm. So it comes in tranches. Remember, I didn't say we paid cash, right? It comes with tranches. And remember, there was when I came in, the city was also on the verge of taking a loan of about 2 billion, and we had other grants, grant funding from the relationships that we had with the intergovernmental, which is the other spheres of government. So slowly and gradually, we were able to do that.
All right, I'm going to leave it there, Lucien. I hope that answers your question. But just a final question. You've been very clear that as a party that you will not be willing to go rally. You said you'll rally behind any party with the exception of the DA, IFP, UDM, and Action SA. Why have you taken this position on those parties? That's a hard, I mean, in politics, to take such a hard line seems a bit folly, I would say.
We are looking at progressive parties that are in line with the values of the liberation movement. So any party that is anti-black, we are very skeptical on working with it, because we also understand that there could be rented faces or the surpluses in politics. But however, if the party's policies and values are aligned to the liberation of a black child, those are the parties that we are potentially going to work with.
So you say IFP, UDM, and Action SA are anti-black?
Correct. You know the history doesn't have blank pages.
We'll leave it there. Tapelo Ahmad is the Gauteng Provincial Chairperson of Al Jamaa and also the Premier candidate. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Titi. Jalebo.
In a moment, we'll hear from the Secretary General of the Action Alliance Development Party, Patrick Mabandla.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.